Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hi folks, hope you're doing well today. So today I'm talking about public speaking and the things that have helped me recently to feel more confident with public speaking. Now, those of you that have followed me for a while will know, I may have mentioned a few times before, that public speaking was a massive problem for me. And yet it was something that has, you know, in having overcome this fear and feeling so much better about it now, been such a huge part of my career and my work and, yeah, the things that I really enjoy in my work now, day to day. Now, I remember years ago, before a job interview, I was nervous for basically 2 weeks solidly. It felt like that. Day and night, I had this huge amount of adrenaline in my body. I lost my appetite. I had butterflies in my stomach constantly. I'd get these kind of like nervous shivers coming over me. And I was constantly running to the loo. I lost weight as a result of this basically anxiety about this interview. And that was quite a typical experience for me. Any kind of public speaking, even introducing myself around a table in front of a group of people, would have me feeling like my heart would race, my mind just felt like it was going to shut down and go blank, that sort of thing. And I remember another experience where I was getting up to speak in front of a group of about probably 30 people or so. And I was sitting at the back of the room and I had to walk past everyone to the front of the room and stand in front of the room to speak. And as I got up to speak, I had just the most powerful sensation of utter terror that I think I've ever had. I felt as though I was going to pass out. It went kind of white and fuzzy in front of my eyes, a bit like it does. If you've ever fainted, it felt a bit like that. And my lungs felt like they were on fire, which was a really strange sensation. I think it was just an extreme panic sensation. And as I was speaking at the front of the room, I had this sensation that I had floated up out of my body and was watching myself from the ceiling. And I have no idea how I got through that talk. Somehow words did come out, but I had literally what I later found out is called dissociation, whereby we are so anxious about something that something disconnects within us and we feel as though we're having an out-of-body experience. So I experienced this kind of fear of public speaking in quite an extreme way. I imagine a lot of you may recognise some of that, but I think I'm probably on quite the extreme end of the scale in terms of what I have experienced in the past. And when I discovered hypnotherapy, that was the tool that really worked for me. And having tried other things in the past, I tried all sorts of things like meditation, I tried counselling and different types of therapy, but it was hypnotherapy that really changed things for me. And I remember when I'd been listening to some hypnotherapy recordings for a couple of weeks that were all about confidence, I remember I was living in a house at the time with some housemates. And a lot of the time I would hide in my room and not be very sociable because I had, you know, quite a lot of social anxiety. But I remember after listening to these recordings, going and knocking on my housemate's door and chatting to them and being open and being, you know, fun and just really relaxed and confident. And it really was that small example of something that let me know that I could shift this, that this could change. And, you know, gradually employing more and more of these sorts of techniques, I really did start to notice a change in how I felt about public speaking. And these days I have spoken on stages in front of hundreds of people. I speak to thousands every week on this podcast. I've been on live BBC radio. I've been on big podcasts that have hundreds of thousands of listeners. And it's not to say that I am perfect or never get nervous or never feel afraid or anything like that. I do, but I have made progress. And I always say this to my clients, we are focusing on making progress here. It's not like, you know, you suddenly become the most confident person in the world overnight, but it is always possible to make progress. And so I'm going to share some of the practical things that have helped me in the past and also recently to feel more confident public speaking. Now, I recently did a talk for a team in London, Ralph Lauren, and it was the first in-person talk that I had done since having a baby, because I no longer live in London, and so it's not so easy for me to leave my baby and go for the day. It takes about 3 hours there and back for me to get to London, and so it's not that easy for me to go into town, so I tend to do a lot more of my speaking online these days. But this was the first one I'd done since having a baby. And I really wanted to revisit some of the tools that had helped me in the past and get myself into a confident place so I could go out there and feel really good and share my ideas with confidence. And just before I get into these four practical things that you can try, if this is interesting to you, this topic of feeling more confident whilst public speaking, so whether that is at an interview, whether that is speaking up in meetings, whether that is to promote your business, whether it's talks and presentations, or maybe it's just generally wanting to feel more confident with people. It might even be in social situations. I'm running a new course called Speakeasy. It's happening live. It's starting on the 30th of April, 2024. And you can get all the details at karma-u.com/speak. And I will put that link in my show notes for you to check out if that's of interest. And I do plan to run this course again, so even if you're listening months from now, then you can still check out that link and join the next cohort that I'm going to be running live. So number one is to have an attitude of curiosity. Now, I always think about curiosity as being like the opposite of fear in many ways, where fear makes us want to run away and avoid and, yeah, lean back from. Curiosity is kind of like the opposite. Curiosity makes us want to lean in, to walk towards, to open ourselves to something. And so when it comes to having this sense of curiosity about speaking, it's about asking yourself, you know, I wonder what will happen. I wonder what will happen at that networking event. I wonder what will happen when I share this creative idea. I wonder what will happen if I do a workshop to promote my business. You can say to yourself things like, what could I learn? What could I learn from speaking to people and being more open and being more authentic? What interesting things might arise out of this experience? So if you do share your ideas in a meeting, if you ask a question.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you present on a topic, what interesting things might arise out of that experience? Get curious about that. What opportunities might you create? So this is really just an attitude of curiosity and about asking yourself these questions. And so for me, going into this experience, going to give a talk for this company, I was really curious about who I might meet on the day, what the offices were going to be like, what people's responses were going to be to what I was going to share, and to what sort of questions they might ask. And that's really what I was trying to tune into and lean into before the day. So number two is about turning anxiety into excitement. And this, for some people, might seem like a bit of a stretch. It really depends on the person and the situation. But I encourage you to really consider this, because there is some evidence to support this. So anxiety and excitement are very closely linked emotions. There's a famous quote that fear is excitement without breath. Fear is excitement without breath. And if we can learn to label the sensations of fear about public speaking, so it might be butterflies in your stomach, it might be that sense of, you know, your heart racing a little bit faster. If we can label these symptoms as excitement, then we can have a very different experience than if we are labeling it as fear. Now, if you were going on a roller coaster and you're in the queue, you can hear the music, you can see people whooshing past you. I remember going on the Nemesis time and time again with my best friend, and we queue for longer to go at the front of the Nemesis at Alton Towers. And there would always be this, you know, sense of anticipation, slight nervousness, slight excitement getting on this ride. Now, we might experience a racing heart, we might experience those butterflies in our stomach, but in that scenario, we label those sensations as excitement. And it turns something from a, you know, negative experience to something that can be positive. So simply telling yourself, I'm excited, can help you to interpret any nervous symptoms as excitement. And hey, ask yourself, what is exciting about getting to speak? Who are you going to meet? What opportunities could that talk or that networking event or that interview open up for you? You know, you never know. I kind of think about there being like these sliding door moments sometimes with public speaking. We have a choice whether to say yes to an opportunity, to whether to go to that interview or put yourself forward for the job or go to that event, introduce yourself to somebody. There are all these sliding door moments where we have a choice to walk through that door, to say yes to that opportunity, and who knows where that could take you. You know, you could end up meeting your best friend because you went to that event and you introduced yourself to somebody. You could end up with an exciting new career. You could end up with a new client because you did a Instagram Live and you put yourself out there. So there are lots of exciting things that can come from speaking and try to tune into those things and label any sensations as excitement. So number three is to use your imagination to visualize it going well. Now, what a lot of us do when it comes to this is we imagine the worst. We imagine our boss's face and him looking bored or her. We imagine that we will clam up, that our minds will go blank. We may sort of visualize ourselves, I don't know, going red, feeling awkward, whatever it might be. And yet your imagination is so powerful and we can use our imagination as a force for good. And this is something that top athletes and public speakers do. Basically, all top athletes use visualization to help them to perform at their best. They imagine not the worst case scenarios that so many of us tend to do, but they imagine how they want things to be. They imagine themselves coping, feeling confident, feeling excited, speaking clearly and slowly. And we can all do this to mentally rehearse, to practice, and to create a new blueprint. This is something I often talk about. We get to create a new blueprint for how things can go by visualizing them. And this is a technique that I always use with my clients for public speaking confidence. And it's something that we go into in detail in the Speakeasy course. So if you're interested in this, you can check out all those details that are in the show notes. And this is something that I did to prepare for this latest talk that I did. I imagine myself standing tall, breathing deeply, making eye contact with people. I imagine speaking slowly and clearly and just tuned into that feeling of excitement about the opportunity. Number four is all about what you say to yourself. Now, so much of our experience has to do with the voice in our head and what it is that we're saying to ourselves about what is happening. And for lots of us, this just happens on autopilot. We're not even aware that we are all day, every day, talking to ourselves in our heads. And a lot of those things that we're saying to ourselves are negative. So see if you can tune into maybe just the day that you've had so far. What have you been saying to yourself? What has the tone of that been? For a lot of us, we can be very critical of ourselves. We can beat ourselves up. We're questioning and doubting ourselves constantly. And yet, what really helps us to feel motivated and inspired and encouraged is positive self-talk. Think about how you would speak to someone that you're mentoring or how you would speak to a child. Would you tell them that they're rubbish, that no one cares what they have to say, that they are not good enough, that they're not as smart as everyone else? Absolutely not. Hopefully not anyway. And yet we say these things to ourselves. So my invitation to you is to really think about how you are speaking to yourself when it comes to public speaking and see if you can start to have some, maybe having some affirmations that you say to yourself or having some mantras that you say to yourself, which are encouraging and supportive. It might just be things like, I've got this, I've got this. Or things like, my ideas have value. But it all starts with shining a light on how you're speaking to yourself and then thinking about some ways that you'd like to speak to yourself instead and just getting into the habit of repeating those things to yourself. And this again was something that I did leading up to this talk. I have affirmations that I love to say to myself and I say them in the shower or I say them when I'm getting ready in the morning. And it just helps me to speak to myself more positively and feel more confident as a result. So those are my four things that have helped me recently, and I hope they might help you. So it's about getting curious. It's about tuning into excitement. It's about visualizing it going well and then changing your self-talk. Now, if you would love to feel more confident in meetings, presentations, interviews, or just speaking to people in general, check out my new course. It's happening live. It's called Speakeasy, 4 weeks to more confident public speaking. We're starting on the 30th of April. So you can find the details at karma-u.com/speak. And I will run this again in the future. So even if this is several months down the line, you're listening to this, do check out that page to see when the next cohort is running. All right, wishing you loads of luck and love for your next bit of public speaking, and I'll speak to you soon. You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Bretheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Bretheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love, and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.